I'm Peter Hancock in Topeka. Scott Magnet Elementary School sits as a sparkling, new, and modern-looking building in one of this city's poorest, decaying neighborhoods. It's lunchtime here, and 90% of the students sitting at these tables come from low-income families. That means most rely on Medicaid for their health care, or they have no health coverage at all. Operating out of a tiny office with cinder block walls and a child-length examining table, school nurse Kathy Boyle is the first and sometimes only healthcare professional many of the kids ever see.
There are at times a lot of kids whose cold gets out of hand and seems to go to asthma. Sometimes they end up with a pneumonia or chronic sinus, different things like that. And when the parents don't have insurance and they don't have a way to get care, they don't get it.
The U.S. Census Bureau estimates that nearly 11% of Kansas residents and 13% of children under 18 have no health coverage at all, not even from Medicaid. Those numbers are close to the national averages, but Democratic Governor Kathleen Sebelius thinks they're not good enough. So she's asking state lawmakers to raise $50 million in new tobacco taxes to fund expanding access to Medicaid and other programs that provide coverage to working families who can't afford private insurance.
People I talk to, moms and dads, you know, small business owners, others, say raising the tobacco tax is an ideal way to fund additional health care. It makes sense. And it will lower their health care costs by having more people with the payment scheme.
A few years ago, when the recession had most state budgets drowning in red ink, several states, including Kansas, were forced to raise a variety of taxes just to keep pace with the spiraling cost of Medicaid. Since then, the budget situation for some has improved, but health care costs continue to soar. Faced with ballooning costs, some governors today are looking for ways to avoid another tax increase, even if that means slashing Medicaid benefits. But Sebelius says the situation is different in Kansas because the program here is already so limited, there's almost no place left to cut. For children over age 6 to qualify for Medicaid, their family's income can't exceed $15,670 a year. And for adults with no children, the income limit can be as low as $5,000 a year. But even with those tight limits, Medicaid costs in Kansas have been growing 6 times faster than all the rest of state spending. That may explain why the governor's plan is getting a cool reception in the state's Republican-dominated legislature. Standing outside the Kansas House chamber, where the governor's Medicaid plan will soon be debated, State Representative Brenda Landwehr of Wichita says this is a time to rein in Medicaid, not expand it.
I don't believe that they are in a position to be raising taxes, and I don't believe that we're in a position to be expanding Medicaid or Health Wave at this time. We have to have reforms in Medicaid, or we cannot continue funding Medicaid as we see it today. There will not be any money, because by 2020, it will absorb our entire state budget.
But Sebelius argues it's not a question of whether the state will pay the cost, it's a question of when. Because if kids like those at Scott Elementary School don't get health care now, the governor argues it'll only be a matter of time until the state is stuck with an even higher bill. For NPR News, I'm Peter Hancock in Topeka.